Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you heard all the rave about the new Quick Grill located inside the Be Quick Chevron on Veterans Boulevard? Come visit Be Quick Chevron along with Quick Grill, Be Quick Food Marts, your locally owned hometown convenience store, wherever you are.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey, folks, it's time for yet another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Thanks for tuning in. Visit Mississippi.org. It's your glorious destination for the weekend. Check it out. So many wonderful things to do on this hallowed ground we call Mississippi. All right, everybody, get your Diet Coke, your Diet Dr. Pepper, get some Skittles, a Twix bar, whatever it is you do while you listen to this show, because you're going to have to buckle up. This is going to take a minute. You see, I have to intro this guest perfectly. Was in 2005, I was on my couch recovering from vocal cord surgery. Yes, I was watching a BP commercial. Obviously, it was after the tragic spill in the Gulf, and they were talking about their concern for the environment, and I said, good. And I was all in that and into that, of course. But at the time, I was coming off a not-needed hiatus of my career after a couple of long-awaited hits, and I started thinking about a song that I'd recently written and recorded off my Indianola record that was coming called Still Trying to Find My Way Around. And, you know, and how we're on this constant journey through life, working really hard. And I get the environment part, but we have so many roadblocks in our lives personally. And whatever we're trying to attain in our life goal-wise, sometimes just we run into these crazy situations where it just doesn't work out. And the journey itself is very difficult. So while you're trying to find your way around, let ExxonMobil be the fuel to get you there, because we understand what you're going through and want to be part of that journey. That's what happens to the creative mind like me, or somebody in the morning after three cups of coffee. It gets out of control. So I knew my family friend, General Jim Lipscomb, down in the Delta, who had ExxonMobil scattered throughout the Delta. Great man. And I'd played golf in a recent celebrity event with an ExxonMobil marketing team member, and we hit it off. So I made a couple of calls after I had this crazy idea. Next thing you know, my brother Joe and I are in Fairfax, Virginia, with the head of their marketing account at the time at DDB in New York, Shelley McDade, and we became great friends with her as well. Her story is another wow factor, maybe down the line. First thing they said was, we've never had anybody in jeans in our office. And I looked at them and I said, well, I do have a blazer on. So we had a little laugh, and they said, you have 30 minutes. Well, 4 hours later, we were still rolling and we were hanging out. We were doing dinner, and I thought, well, this is going pretty good. I had next thing you know, fast forward a couple months, and I had a serious eye infection. We were in New York, and we were going to visit the team there. So things were looking pretty good, but I didn't want anybody to see my eyes. It was awful, especially the global brand manager who I was going in to see. I think that night before, he had walked in to say goodnight to his daughters, and somehow I was on their wall with a picture of them. And I remember him asking me, was I nice to them? And they said, oh yeah, he was very nice. And I did a big hallelujah, said a rosary of Thanksgiving. Anyway, 4 years later, ExxonMobil bus, my bus with my mug all over it, was rolling down the highway still. It was a wonderful celebration together. I really got to know this man very well. He also dug Waffle House, and that's another story. Bottom line, it was refreshing to get to see a man in charge of a brand of one of the world's largest companies, so graceful, humble, grateful, and that was cool. He spent 36 years with ExxonMobil, specializing in sales, marketing, and strategic planning. That's my guest today. He served in 16 assignments, including overseas assignments in Sydney, Australia, London, England. He retired in 2010 as the global brand manager for the fuels marketing company based in Fairfax, Virginia. Following his retirement, he wasn't done yet. He launched a second career in academics at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. Along with the dean of business, he founded and co-founded, served as director of the Master of Science in Business Analysis program for 11 years before retiring from that role and serving the program as assistant adjunct professor. How long was this intro? He deserved it. My pal, Stu McKay. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for that nice introduction and the memories of how we met and came together. And hey, before we start, congratulations on One Mississippi. I was thrilled to hear that it was adopted as the state song for Mississippi. That's
pretty cool.
Great for you and great for the state of Mississippi. I know you have so many friends down there, and I'm sure everyone is thrilled with the new state song.
Oh, thank you so much. That means the world. I tell you what, it's a very humbling experience. And as a songwriter, a guy that grew up writing songs about Mississippi and couldn't shake it, for obvious reasons, it's been a blessing. So thank you for that. It means the world. All right. I'm excited. First of all, let's talk about those two sweet daughters of yours who played a role in us really coming together, because you said you saw me on the wall with them. What if they would have said, "Dad, we've been throwing darts at him. He was not nice at all." So how's Jessica and Megan doing?
They're doing just great. Jessica's in New York City. She's a marketing executive, kind of followed in my footsteps with as director of business development at Tenet Partners. And Megan is here closer to home. She's a kindergarten special ed teacher and has two young children, 18-month-old Cooper and 2-month-old Zoe.
So oh, I love
it. It's been a real blessing to be close to them and see them a lot.
I love it. When you're watching the girls grow up, do you sort of see, well, she's going to be a little bit more like me, chasing a little bit more of what I chased? I mean, was it noticeable at all to you?
Not really. And I never wanted to push the girls in any direction. In fact, the story you told about your picture being on the wall was because Jessica had entered what they call DECA. It's a horrible name, Distributive Education Clubs of America. But it's business clubs for high school. And she was attending a national competition in Nashville, and you were the entertainment. They had a big gala for the students there from all over the country, and you were the entertainment, and she was chosen to go backstage and meet you after the concert.
I love it.
So what a small world that when I told them I was going to New York to meet you, they said, "Oh, yeah, I met Steve in Nashville back in about 2003, I think."
Wow, that's just great. Well, it is a small world, and it's all meant to be, I guess, in the plan. And you guys were so wonderful. It was refreshing. My father-in-law, who has been the chairman of the board for many years, Chairman Emeritus now for Nabholz Construction, and which is a big construction company in the Southwest. And then David Abney, who was from the Delta, became the CEO of UPS. They remind me of you, meaning they have incredible faith, and they're running a very large, powerful machine that has, you know, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see good people doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it both ways, and it's sometimes hard to see somebody that's very compassionate toward people when they have a job that large. When you were growing up, Stu, where does it come from? Because you were able to balance being a good guy and running a very, very powerful company.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it just comes from liking people. When I went to school, I started in engineering, but I realized, you know, I really want to do things with people, and so business and marketing became more interesting to me at the time. And you just have to have empathy and gratitude. You have to respect people. And then you run into people like you mentioned, General Jim Lipscomb in Mississippi, yeah. And the folks at Exxon. It just, I was mentored and worked with such great people at Exxon, not just in Memphis, but around the country and all over the world. And you realize that you're going to get better results from people, mm-hmm. if you treat them well. And I think the agencies, and you mentioned Shelley McDade, what a wonderful person. You should have her on your show. Shelley was one of those people. And if you form a partnership instead of a vendor-client relationship, I just felt like you get so much more and better work, and people enjoy working for you. And it just... I think it comes naturally, and then it's nurtured by the organization and the culture at places like Exxon and good companies like that.
I love it. We're talking to Stu McKay. VisitMississippi.org is it. My intro was so long, we got to go into a break. Have mercy. But I had to set him up right. Former global brand manager of ExxonMobil, program director, master of science in business analysis at the Catholic University of America, Stu McKay. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
It's time to transcend the ordinary and expect more with Mazda of Jackson. Right now, get 1.9% financing on select 2022 Mazdas in stock. That's right, 1.9% APR on select 2022 models, which will save you thousands in finance charges. And the all-new 2023 Mazda CX-50s are arriving. Buy a new Mazda, and Mazda of Jackson will take care of your first year's maintenance at no cost to you. Shop right now at MazdaofJackson.com. It's our mission to give you great deals while treating you like family every single day. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Mazda of Jackson. Our incredible credit team will work hard to get you approved. 100% credit approval is always our number one goal. Bring in your current vehicle, and we'll buy it, even if you don't buy a new one from us. Don't overpay for your next new Mazda. Get to Mazda of Jackson today and transcend the ordinary and expect more, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. Visit our state-of-the-art facility located at 5397 I-55 Frontage Road North in Jackson. Call 991-2222 today. MazdaofJackson.com. See dealer for details with credit on select models.
I'm Lauren McGraw with Gotta Go. We've got hand washing stations with soap, paper towels, and water, and we've also got hand sanitizers to rent or sell. Please give us a call, 601-879-3969.
So how do you know if you have hail damage? Not all roof damage can be spotted from the ground. Gallo here. From experience, believe me, you need a pro that you can trust to give you an honest assessment of your roof. There's no better team than Watkins Construction and Roofing. You can trust them to give you an honest evaluation. The Watkins team will answer your call 24/7 and give you a complimentary roof inspection and estimate. Plus, count on them to get back with you as fast as the next business day. Financing is available. Count on the pros. Watkins, 601-966-8233.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. We offer fine merchandise at reasonable prices. We have what you need to make your outdoors beautiful and colorful. Calloway's has a large selection of fresh trees and shrubs. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2022 collections arriving. We offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformation. Let Calloway's turn your backyard into a staycation destination. Give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Bring your truck or trailer. Calloway's offers bulk soils for pickup and local delivery. Refilling your propane tank is always a better option, and Calloway's is a propane refilling station. When you refill, you get more propane for less money. Calloway's in Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of German Town Hall.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where Garden Mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by The Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
Two, three. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. Visit Mississippi.org is what I'm preaching on this show always. Oh my goodness, just so many places. The birthplace of Elvis Presley in Tupelo. Just check out his house. That'll just sit there and stare at it and just know what how that changed the world in music. All of a sudden, the Beatles sees him on the Ed Sullivan show, and I think that's how it happened. I could be wrong, but I think so. And game on. But the influence he had on the world started in Mississippi. Check it out. Stu McKay is my guest. He's a former global brand manager of ExxonMobil. I used to have my crazy mug all over the buses, in and out. We used to roll down the highway in it, and it was a blessing to get to know him and his entire team. We became all friends, and that was the main thing. He is at the Catholic University of America, and the whole, I think it's the Science of Business Analysis. Stu, how do you end up doing that, and what was the vision behind it, and did you ever see yourself teaching when you were done being the big dog brand manager at Exxon?
Actually, I did see myself teaching. I've always enjoyed being with people, being in the classroom, and I felt it was important to give back some of the knowledge and experiences that I've had. So I sort of visualized myself at a small liberal arts school in maybe New Hampshire, Vermont, living the Bob Newhart life, walking down the tree-lined street to a small college and so
yeah.
on. So I got 2 out of 3. I got the liberal arts college and the teaching, but didn't make it as far north as Vermont. Still here in Washington, D.C. But, yeah, I think I wanted to do that and be able to share some of the experiences and the knowledge and mentorship that I gained from so many people through my career. So it was kind of a natural progression for me. And the vision of the program is really important. It's designed for liberal arts majors and STEM majors. So think about your philosophy, psychology, history majors, your engineering, science, math majors. They've got this incredible amount of knowledge and passion. What they lack when it comes time to go to work is some business skills and business knowledge. And we designed this program to fill that gap. So, because what we found, we did some research before we started this, and we found that employers really like the liberal arts student. They're a little well-rounded and well-read, but they needed to hire somebody that had some business skills, basic business skills, because they didn't have the time and the resources and wherewithal to train them. So we filled that gap. It's a real intensive 9-month program, 2 semesters, 36 hours, which is awful lot for a graduate program. We require the students to have an internship, so they're getting experience, they're rounding out their resume.
Yeah.
And we're giving them this good base knowledge, and it's based on experience. We don't use a lot of textbooks. It's not a lot of theory. I use my 36 years with Exxon. We've got a professor, Harvey Seegers, that worked for GE, worked for Jack Welch for many years. So we're looking for instructors that bring that experience into the classroom. And then we can tell the students, look, this is how it really works. So we've developed, really, we run it like a business. So we don't have classes. We have business meetings.
Oh, wow.
They're not students. They're colleagues. So we really try to emulate what it's like being in business. You know, we expect them to respect their instructors or supervisors, if you will. And in turn, we respect their role. And it's been very successful. We've put about 300 students out since we started this program, and they're all very prepared to start on a good career. And we ensure we don't stop working with them until they've started in a good job. And that's typically we have 100% within 3 to 5 months. And the important thing is, I mean, it's an expensive program, but
yeah.
We will increase their starting salary from, well, 50%.
Wow.
In this area, a liberal arts major would expect to earn $40,000, $42,000, $43,000. And our folks get out in a starting job at 65 or so. And more importantly, they're in a growth position. They're in a position that they're going to be promoted, they're going to have other opportunities, and they're going to grow that career relatively quickly. So it's just been such a blessing to be able to be a part of that and start that program and then watch it grow for now 13 years.
Talking to Stu Mackay, former global brand manager, ExxonMobil, doing great things. You know, your legacy is always important. I don't know if you think about the word legacy as you go on, but you want to be able to mentor the next generation along the line. It is the greatest, to me, it's the greatest feeling I get when I go to the Delta Music Institute or at Delta State, where I went to college, and all of a sudden, where we used to play hoops, is this world-class studios there, especially Studio A. It's insane. Probably the best studio I've ever been in. And then the whole program that they have now, which is what I would have done if I would have been, you know, if they'd had it back then. But I love mentoring the kids. I love going in there and disrupting their day with real life stuff, you know, which you're talking about. So mm-hmm. I get it. The other thing is, are they playing when you're doing this real sort of it's almost like a rehearsal for life? Are you playing with real money, real business? Or are you playing Monopoly, sort of to speak? Does that make sense? Is there something actually real, or is it emulated?
That's a great question, and I think that's one of the unique and most important parts of the program. Our capstone project in the second semester is to work in a consulting role for a real company or organization. So we divide the class up into teams of four or five students, and they will work with different companies, organizations in the area. We've done work for Microsoft, we've done work for the D.C. government, the architect of the Capitol is a client that keeps coming back year after year. So they get that real experience using everything they've learned in the first semester and are continuing to learn, and they're able to apply that. And we tell them the goal is for their client to wake up the morning after the final presentation and do something different.
Yeah.
So solve one of those annoying business problems that maybe just hasn't bubbled up to the top, or the client hasn't had the resources or wherewithal to solve that. And it's very rigorous. We're very demanding. I've got some colleagues from Exxon that work with me on this, and it's you know, there comes a time during the semester where they don't like us very much, and we tell them that up front. We said, you're going to go through some mountains and valleys here, but the mountain is after that final presentation, and they see how it all comes together. We know what you're talking about now. Now we know why you put us through this rigor and how important it is. And they walk away with a booklet, a presentation that they take to job interviews and say, yeah, I've done this. I haven't simulated it on a computer. I've actually done this, and I've learned how to work with clients. I've learned how to make presentations. So it's one of the unique things and the important parts of the program that I think attracts a lot of the students.
Wow. Talking to Stu Mackay, former global brand manager of ExxonMobil. We became friends back in the day. If you had only seen the bus, maybe I'll post it. Interesting pictures of me on the side, and a lot of my friends used to take pictures of exactly what I was doing. Like, I remember Jim McMahon put his fist under his chin, and he had it sent me a picture of him next to me. It was pretty funny, and they used to give me a lot of grief, but hey, we rolled down the road, and that's what we did. We're going to take a quick break. We're with Stu Mackay. Stu, you get to play DJ right now. First of all, folks, visitmississippi.org is all about playing DJ. It's all about our music history, which is insane. The king of the blues, the king of rock and roll, the king of country, all came from here. Stu, would you like to hear into the break Muddy Waters or B.B. King?
That would be great, but I'd rather hear "Don't Have to Be Me" till Monday.
You know what? I'm going to let you have it. Nobody would ever get to do that, but we're going to hear a little "I Don't Have to Be Me" till Monday. Why not? It's Pearl River Resort down here, my pals. It's their theme song now, and I'm having a blast with them. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Don't Go Nowhere with Stu McKay. Steve Azar here, and our friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guaranty Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 30% chance of rain under partly cloudy conditions, high near 81. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 59. Your finally Friday, sunny skies, high only to 81. And a look to Saturday, sunny conditions, high near 85. This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon. Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at majesticmetalsinc.com.
Hello, I'm Colonel Randy Ginn, Director of the Mississippi Highway Patrol. In 2021, MHP investigated 1,480 crashes involving commercial motor vehicles on Mississippi roadways. Many of those crashes could have been avoided. The MHP Motor Carrier Safety Division is partnering with big rig truckers to conduct safety checks across our state through the Troopers and Truckers Safety Initiative. The Department of Public Safety and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are working together with one common goal, to keep our highways safe for everyone. Thank you and drive safe.
I'm Michael Carson, run for Congressman of District 2. I want to see this district reach its full potential. To accomplish this, there will have to be a change. To make this happen, I will keep an honest and open ear and an open mind to guide by what the people want. If you want to make a change, it is time to take action. On June the 7th, vote Michael Carson, Congressman of District 2. Together, we can make a difference. God bless.
This message paid for and approved by Michael Carson for Congress.
The Gallo Radio Show is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. Trust Care. Feel better, faster.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label Bridge Builders.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Long before gas prices reached a record high $4.18 a gallon in Mississippi, Senators Roger Wicker and Cindy Hyde-Smith were putting the blame on President Biden's anti-domestic energy policies. Wednesday, Wicker called out Democrats for their political posturing. He spoke specifically about legislation that would direct the FTC to identify price gouging and manipulation in oil and gas markets.
The Federal Trade Commission has been asked to identify price gouging or manipulation in the oil and gas market. And each time the FTC has found nothing.
Wicker says Biden is looking for a scapegoat.
This bill before us, which I cannot support, would empower the FTC to harass more small businesses and individuals, but it would do nothing to provide relief to the American people.
For all things Mississippi, visit supertalk.fm.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for The Ben Shapiro Show.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Weeknights at 9, right here. Super Talk Mississippi.
Join Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick every Saturday from 10 till noon as he broadcasts live from the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation studio. Contact MCEF today, leading the way in training, credentials, and job placement.
Hello, I'm Kenny Francis from Corning, Arkansas. I'm proud to be a catfish farmer, and being selected as Arkansas 2022 Catfish Farmer of the Year means a lot to me. I pride myself in raising healthy fish for you to enjoy, and they were raised right here in America. So please make sure you and your family are receiving the best U.S. farm-raised catfish. This message is brought to you by the Catfish Institute. For more information, visit uscatfish.com.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. But what if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
When the global brand manager, former global brand manager of ExxonMobil, when I was rolling the bus down the road with my mug and their name all over it, we were synonymous with each other. If he decides that we're going to do a different song, then I'm going to go with it, and I appreciate him so much. He is now at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., the Master of Science program in Business Analysis, I guess is the best way to say it. As I stumble through this, I'm going to have a little more clarity exactly what it is. And you just heard a lot about the real life experiences kids get and when they're heading into the real world. And I love that. Stu, how was your journey to the global brand manager role? You know, what was it like, and did you have it in your sights ever?
Well, no, because in Exxon, and before the Exxon Mobil merger, they were so good at giving you so many different experiences. So you got to experience and work in a lot of different parts of the company, and I never really thought about branding and how you present your brand and your products and get inside the mind of the consumer.
Wow.
Until early 1990s. And I was working for the vice president of marketing then, and we were looking for a new strategy. We felt we were kind of stale with product quality strategy and so on. Everybody was doing pretty much the same thing. And we got hooked up with a couple of really, really talented people at the agency in New York, Peter Kim, Jane Cavalier. And there was something about their approach that just struck me. And I really fell in love with that part of marketing. And I was fortunate that I was able to spend really the last 15 years of my career in that area, advertising manager for Exxon. And then when Exxon and Mobil merged, I became the global brand manager of the combined fuel marketing companies and was able to work all over the world with our very talented people and agencies. And it just was something that I found fascinating and enjoyed.
And you were how long the global brand manager?
Well, from the time of the merger, which was about 2000, until I retired in 2010. And prior to that, I was leading the Exxon USA advertising group, and we were starting to actually develop a worldwide organization with our overseas affiliates, which were Esso, still are, and Canada. So we were trending toward that global organization, and then when the merger happened, obviously it all came together in one big piece.
Right, right. I remember that happening. I remember mobile was on its own, and I remember sort of that time when it all went down. When you're dealing with branding itself and you're looking at the big picture and the meets the consumer, and you're having to make an impact, right? I'm going to go turn in here rather than turn in there to get my fuel and go inside. And then when you're thinking about all of the stuff that's there, like the mini grocery store that's inside, you know, power packed with from motor oil to Cheetos, you know what I mean? And coffee and soft drinks. I mean, was that part of your job description? And how do you figure out what works or what, you know, to me, that's, you had your Tiger Mart, you know, I know we were trying to promote the On the Runs. I mean, Where does it all get drawn up in the room and you go, okay, here's what we're going to do? And how much time does it take to implement a plan and actually get it out there?
Well, you described it perfectly. It is all of those things that impact the consumer. When you're talking about a product as generic as motor fuel, gasoline, people don't see a huge difference in the product itself. It's more the experience, and that's why at Exxon our tagline was the best way to get there. And then when we merged with Mobil, we changed that to we're drivers too, to be empathetic. The part we deal with in branding is you've got the quality. Exxon is known for quality, so is Shell, so is BP, Texaco, mm-hmm. Chevron, all good companies, all good products. Price is very important to the consumer, so we're the only industry that's stupid enough to put their price right out on the street for everybody to see. So that's sort of a given. What we're dealing with is that last bit of intangible. It's the clean restrooms. You know, for some reason, the world anointed oil companies as their public restrooms. And it's important.
So true. So true.
And people stop and ask, or used to before GPS, but we did a lot of research on what's important to the consumer on their journey. And what we found was the bad news is we're an interruption to their journey. Huh. I can't get to my destination if I run out of gas. So darn it, I've got to stop.
I got to stop, right, rather than want to stop.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, so how can we make that interruption in your journey, in your life, a little better? Training the employees to be helpful and friendly and keeping the place clean and having the products and services that people are looking for when they're on the road. So it's a lot of research. We talk to consumers all over the world. And the interesting thing that people don't realize, this is universal. When you're driving a car, when you're on the road, it's the same frustrations, it's the same needs and desires, whether you're in Cyprus or Rio de Janeiro or Paris. And we do these focus groups all over the world, and we hear the same thing in different languages. You know, wow. Frustration, traffic, the crowds, the trucks, and so on. So you do your research and you figure out, where can we improve that experience for people just a little bit that makes a difference? So the next time their journey is interrupted, they think, well, I'm going to go to Exxon or Mobil.
I love it. You went through prostate issues, right? You got tested with PSA. One of my co-writers and dearest friends for many, many years is in my band, AJ Masters, who's shining down on us right now in heaven, decided that he was going to wait after he found out about his prostate cancer. Oh, it's fine. I'll deal with it. And he ended up passing away. And we got so upset at him because he wouldn't go to the doctor and he wouldn't go. And he goes, oh, no, it's fine. I'm going to go. And then he waited too long. So I just wanted to touch on that with you because you've experienced it. Just for our male listeners out there or the women out there that have men in their lives that they love so much, who can get a little bit lazy when it comes to treating something that you can treat.
Steve, thank you. It's such an important message, and nobody likes to hear the C word, but in this case, this is so treatable when you're doing something as simple as getting a blood test, starting, about age 50 or so?
Yeah.
It's just a blood test. It's not as horrible as a colonoscopy or some other kinds of tests, and it is so simple, and your doctor's following this, and they're looking at the trends, and they tell you when it's time. And to your point and your friend, I'm sorry that you lost, but if you do wait too long, something that is so treatable, as long as it's confined to the prostate, metastasizes into other organs, and then it becomes a big problem. So I have a great medical team. You and I are familiar with MD Anderson in Houston, our experiences was at the Golfers Against Cancer golf tournament and gala down there. I think I last saw you in 2018 there. Mm-hmm. And we've got similar great resources in the Washington area, the Shire Cancer Institute. And my view is when something's broke, fix it. And when the doctor tells me it's time, and I've got a wonderful partner in life, Ellie Wynn, and so she's not going to let something like that go untreated.
Exactly.
And the treatment is so easy. I did what they call CyberKnife treatment, so every other day for 10 days, I went in for 30 minutes and I laid on a comfortable bed and listened to music and that was it. So it's just a shame when, and I've known people like you that just don't take it seriously. And it's just so, to your male listeners, go get the test. Go get the blood test. I mean, that's all it is. And when it starts trending in the wrong direction, fix it. The technology, the medical community is just so amazing today. And I know you had Dr. Eric Smith on some time ago, and you just listen to people like this, and there's just no reason not to take care of these things at a very early stage.
Pretty smart folks, I can tell you that. When I'm on with folks like you, I have to it's difficult, I got to be honest with you, because my mind doesn't move anywhere as productive and as yours. So I can tell you, I appreciate you spending a Mississippi Minute with me. We are with former global brand manager Stu Mackay. He is at the Catholic University of America, where he helped create this incredible curriculum, and he's still rocking it, the science and business analysis, and it makes the kids of our future generation, when they get out to get to work, makes them a whole lot better and prepared. You're in a Mississippi Minute. Visit Mississippi.org. We'll prepare you for all sorts of cool things. Check it out. Don't go nowhere. We're on Super Talk Mississippi.
Does your driveway need a little spring because your tired vehicle has sprained its sprung? Well, then you need to bring your brung to Pinnacle Motors. Steve Owen and the friendly staff at Pinnacle Motors can up your game and get your ride back to where it should be. If they don't have it, they'll work for you in finding the best pre-owned car, truck, and SUV that's been inspected and has a warranty. They're also still buying, consigning, and trading quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at the corner of Highway 471 and Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, and online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors.
This is Michael Cassidy, Republican candidate for Congress here in Mississippi's 3rd District. While inflation and illegal immigration are hurting Mississippi families, Congressman Guest has different priorities. He joined Biden and Pelosi and voted to send $53 billion of your tax dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine is not in our national interest, but fighting inflation and illegal immigration are, and when elected, they will be my priorities. I'm Michael Cassidy, America First Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Cassidy for Congress.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Ugh, I've got to get that fixed.
Uneven driveways causing headaches? Helms Polyfoam will fix it without tearing up your driveway in the process. We inject polyfoam under settled concrete to stabilize it in a matter of minutes, not days. Polyfoam is used on runways, railways, and highways, so there is no question it will support your driveway. We also repair seawalls, sidewalks, pond dams, retaining walls, and unstable soil. Visit HelmsPolyfoam.com or call Helms Polyfoam at 601-966-7821.
MTV is celebrating 40 years, and Grammy Museum Mississippi invites you to explore the history of this iconic exhibit. Take a trip back to the beginning with artifacts and interviews with four remaining MTV VJs. Enjoy memorabilia from Michael Jackson to Bon Jovi with historical moments in MTV programming along with interactives and more. To learn more about the MTV Turns 40, I Still Want My MTV exhibit and other monthly programs and events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing an expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Sunny boy, they had the choice. You'd raise some hell and make some noise.
A final segment with my man Stu Mackay. The science and business analysis is what he teaches at the Catholic University of America. I like to say the because they say the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, I just like that word, the. Anyway, my man Stu Mackay was a former global brand manager of ExxonMobil. He understands what promoting anything like visitmississippi.org is. Folks, my man Stu and I, we go way back. Developed a quick, wonderful relationship. I'll never forget introducing him to Gino Toretta. I'm throwing Gino under the bus right now. And we were all in Miami, and Gino has a little bit of a foul mouth at times, and he was just rolling. And I said, there goes my endorsement, because Gino's letting it out there. And then all of a sudden, you guys hit it off really well, so I was relieved. But Gino's a brother, and he's such a great, great friend. He's been on our show a lot. So sorry, Gino, I had to throw you under the bus a little bit.
That was fun. We were at Doral, I think. You were playing for one of our distributor conferences, and that night we we hooked up with Gino there in Miami.
That's right.
Great guy.
He is such a good. And then we were doing, I'm sure that was probably during the time when his charity event was going down. So we used to meet at the Clevelander down there in Miami, and a lot of fun. I learned a lot from doing Gino's event when we started doing our event here in the Delta. He was one of the ones that I sort of looked to sort of ask advice. And we're in our 11th year now, so it's been a blessing for that, for sure, for our Delta Soul Celebrity Golf and Charity Event. Stu, we're going to have you down one year. You got to come down and let us feed you and give you a little bit of Mississippi hospitality.
I'd love that, and I'd love to learn how to run a golf tournament, because I just agreed to chair a tournament here for a local charity that I'm involved in as a director of Porto Charities. So I'm finding out there's a lot of work to do in putting a golf tournament together.
You know what the key is? You got to have a team of women that run everything. And I'm telling you, we've had this team, a committee, volunteers. I've never seen anything like it in my life. They are machines, and they're meticulous, and they're also sweet and kind to everybody, and it just makes everything easy. But they run the show like better than any spreadsheet, I can tell you that. They're that organized in their minds. Let's talk real quick before we leave. You did spend a little time close to here. You were in Slidell, Louisiana. I had an aunt that lived there. You heard Governor Barbour's interview that we had when he was on my show talking about Katrina and the resilience of Mississippi folks, for sure. You also dealt with it with Frederick, correct?
That's right. That's right. I was the sales manager for the Southern Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama territory then.
What's going on with you now as far as your next 5 years? Do you look that far ahead and go, okay, maybe I'm going to stop teaching? Would there be a third career, a fourth career? I mean, what's in the playbook for the future?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't really plan way out. I'm sort of a believer in opportunities and networking, and both my job at Exxon and the opportunity at Catholic University sort of happened through networking and opportunities. So I just kind of take it as it comes. I'm blessed to be close enough to Megan and her children that 2 days a week I help them out. I'm over there at 7 in the morning and spend 4 or 5 hours with the kids while Megan's husband, who's a baker, works overnight. And so that's great. So that's something that I wouldn't want to give up, playing golf. Try to get out once or twice a week with some buddies. And Ellie has a couple of grandchildren, granddaughters. So, you know, we're pretty busy with that. And now that I've gotten involved with Porto Charities, which is an organization that helps to give grant money to schools, Catholic schools, to provide services for the kids that have special needs. It's such a wonderful organization.
Wow,
and
that's great.
And such a great need. So I plan to be more involved in that. So I'm really busy. You know, retirement means being tired all over again. So I continue to sort of practice that.
Stu Mackay, former global brand manager, ExxonMobil. Now, if you want to learn business and step your game up, you got to apply to the Catholic University of America, okay? Business analysis, the science of business analysis is the course. I guess it's a graduate course that changes your world. Check them out. Tell them I sent you. Stu, I can't thank you enough for spending a Mississippi Minute with me.
Steve, I'm so grateful to having had the opportunity to know you and your family and follow your career, and just you're such a good inspiration and mentor to young people, and that's what I think is so important at our stage in life. Well,
thank you, buddy.
You're at a very, very younger stage of life than I am, but it's just been such a pleasure, and I hope I hope our paths cross again real soon.
Absolutely. I'm going to play what you just said to my wife, and maybe that's going to help me get out of any doghouse that I'm about to get in. How you like that? I appreciate that. I'm glowing. All right. Visit Mississippi.org is how you're going to glow this weekend. We'll see you later. I've been with my pal, Stu Mackay, former global brand manager, ExxonMobil, that's changing the world of kids and our future generation, making them better, making us better. We'll see you later. Rock on.
I'm Steve Azar.
in a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the...
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.